Coming up, we'll be getting to the rather pink and plasticky bottom of the Ken and Barbie gene. But now, here to answer your burning genetics questions is naked scientist Louise Anthony.
With me this month is Dr. Robin Hesketh from the University of Cambridge. And our first question is from Neil Denham, who asks, why do we use the letters A, C, G and T for DNA? And why are the chromosomes called X and Y? Are they not DNA? Well, hopefully we've already answered the first part of that question. A, C, G and T are for adenine, cytosine, guanine and thymine, the four bases that make up DNA. But Dr. Hesketh, why are the chromosomes called X and Y?
Let's just recap for a moment by thinking about human DNA and reminding ourselves that it's in fact divided into 46 different chromosomes. There are 22 pairs, numbered 1 to 22, so that chromosome 1 is the biggest, most base pairs, and chromosomes 22 and 21 are the shortest. And then in addition to them, there are, of course, the two sex chromosomes, designated X and Y. In men, for example, we have an X chromosome and a Y chromosome, and ladies, of course, have two X chromosomes. Now, the X chromosome was named following the general rule of algebra, that the symbol X stands for the unknown quantity. The X is nothing to do with shape. If you recall those chromosome pictures, most of them actually look like wiggly X's. Apart, of course, from the shriveled Y chromosome, and its name just followed on from X.